Ahoy there, landlubbers and mere folk alike. Welcome to Monroe's Chests. Yes.
Got a question for you, sir.
Hit me up.
What do you call a dinosaur that uses shitty toilet paper?
Fucking gross.
Like shitty quality toilet paper.
Like a single ply toilet paper? Yeah. Not a double?
No.
Not
just,
triple?
Just very poor, low quality toilet paper.
Okay. What? I don't know.
Megasaur ass.
Oh my god.
Quick question. I'm going to interject again because you said two ply or three. Is three ply toilet paper a thing?
I don't know. I've never been to Dubai.
You said it with so much confidence. I have. The toilet paper was really nice.
Yeah.
Was it three ply?
I don't know. I didn't ask. I should have.
Did you count?
Well, you can count.
Dude, we all have computers
one,
in front of us.
Two,
someone
Google it. while you're doing your spiel, I'll Google it.
The podcast that sails the seas of whimsy and dives into the depths of nautical nonsense. Join us as we navigate through the seas of laughter, uncovering treasure hidden within Monroe's mythical chest, where every episode is a tidal wave of hilarity and unexpected discoveries.
So quilted northern ultra plush toilet paper, three ply.
Dang. Right. Of course it's quilted northern. Actually, no, I thought it'd be Charmin.
Well, I'm sure they probably have a competitor.
That's why their bear's ass are so soft and cushy.
Maybe they're Megasaur asses.
But my name is Dan. I'll be the DM. I'm going to pass it over to the captain for the captain's log.
Hi, captain's log, day session five.
session
five. Whatever it is.
It's been, but this is how many sessions.
I've been lost at sea for far too long.
This has gone on way too long. Laura and Scorchbeard decided to engage in a duel and lose terribly. Very terribly. Turner woke up and met an old friend. I don't know who he is, but he's an old friend. Dash blew his load and woke up and decided to come watch the duel.
Banana cream.
I drank a beer, watched a duel, and now we're all in a shit show of a place.
Thanks, Turner.
Yeah, thanks, Turner.
Thanks to Turner deciding to intervene in the duel.
I just love my crew. What can I say?
I was having a nice nap.
End Captain's Log. Session 5.
Post nut clarity.
Session 5.
Session 5.
Luke, who are you? What you playing?
My name is Luke, and I'll be playing Captain Lefarius.
I'm Dylan. I'm playing Turner Jack.
Scorchbeard Hornswoggle coming at you, known as Bo Cass.
I'm Matt. Let's see if I can do the voice change. Let's see if I can do the...
I'll be playing Dash.
And
Bardish.
And I'm Jason. I'll be playing Laura.
All right. Well, we left off, and you guys were in a bit of a pickle.
There you go. This way, not in his like face.
Did you say we might check that
in a pickle?
No, he's good.
Quite a big pickle. You guys are, two of you are standing in front of some NPCs that you probably shouldn't be fucking with. Which is cool. I enjoy that. We're going to actually jump back in the crowd. Laura, you kind of disappeared out into the crowd, correct?
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone too far away just to kind of see what's happening. But yeah, I was definitely took a moment to step out.
Awesome. On the back right shoulder, you kind of feel someone just kind of grasp you in for a hug. It's not an aggressive hug. It's just a very like buddy kind of thing, like pulling you in and on your side to go, "Oh, Laura, you guys got yourself in a bit of a pickle."
I'll look up. Do I know who it is?
Yes. You would recognize that this is Banana Beard.
Oh, Banana Beard. I'll see. Yeah, I kind of went south there.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to need you to put this blindfold on.
I guess she'll look around and go,
"It's okay. It's no, nothing weird. Just
option A is not looking very good, so I guess I'll take my chance with option B."
Yeah, just put the blindfold on. I'm going to have some of my henchmen just kind of start leading you out of the crowd.
I love that he just straight up calls him henchmen.
Does Scorchbeard see this happen?
Give me a perception check.
First roll of the night.
At disadvantage.
A bad guy who knows
at disadvantage.
A
this
would it be a disadvantage since I'm right next to her?
You just lost your wings. You're in a giant crowd of people.
True, that's true. That's true. Well, I forgot about the wings. Oof.
I did too. That's fucked.
I didn't.
So bad. Perception. That's a solid flat 10.
No.
I don't see this happening.
No. There's just too many people. Good. There's a lot of commotion. I'm sure you're in agony. You just don't quite see it.
Yeah, that's fair.
You can feel free to move about when it is your turn through the crowd. You can either crowd surf through the crowd, try to find your way to what you need to do.
Perfect.
Do I see what? This? Since I Homer Simpson my way into the crowd.
Give me a perception check.
Do I have a disadvantage,
yes.
though?
Okay.
Yeah, especially since you're like three little. Feet tall. I'll bet you're surrounded by 3 feet tall people.
Yeah. At this point, the whole town's pretty much.
Which is the D20 with
you just twice, and then lower the two.
Yeah, I'm not doing that guy today.
One more? Not bad.
So,
add your perception modifier.
Sorry. 22.
Right? There you go.
At 11, you have plus...
Oh, sorry. The second one, right? Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. 18.
Yeah. What direction did you... So, we all kind of had placed our characters. Do you remember which way you went Homer Simpson-wise with your character? Because I don't. I have a decent memory, but not gold.
Sure. When I saw Laura leave, I kind of, like, faded, like, in her general direction, which... God, I don't remember. I think it was. Yeah, I can't.
I thought Laura and I were on this side of the map.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they entered from that side.
That's right. Yep. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. So I would be probably pretty dang close to her in that, like, with a bunch of gnomes between us.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I did not see Banana Beard near me. So
you would see Laura talking with someone and agreeing. Like, shaking her head, nodding her head, and you would probably see a blindfold start to be placed on her.
Okay. And in...
You can make an action on your turn
Kay.
To either make your way towards that. It is going to be... Any movement is going to be halved because sure. of the size of the crowd.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Right.
So I just... I'm aware of what's happening.
Yep. How close were you, Scorchbeard? Like, I don't, I really don't remember how close you, like, were to Laura when you
So whenever I stepped out, I went and made my way, like, to Laura.
Directly to Laura.
Yeah.
Then you see her getting blindfolded. How close were you?
I mean.
And be realistic.
Realistic? I mean, I would try to be as close to her, like, as possible, because if I remember correctly, we were, like, talking. But, I mean. Realistically, I'm going to, like, keep my eyes on here. So, I mean, it's very possible that I didn't see, like, Banana Beard come up.
Were you within 5 feet?
5'10", I'd say, yeah.
Then he would have put his hands on both of you to retcon that. And he would have asked the same thing of you.
Okay.
And he would probably approach it as, "Hey, my little fallen angel. I'm going to need you to put a blindfold on, and my henchmen are going to take you away."
As my action, can I disengage?
When it's your turn? Let me see where you're at. You're on the bottom of the list.
Well, just I guess about. My question would be, like, do I have to do this, or can I, like, withhold, like, from doing it until it's my turn?
You can attempt to withhold.
Okay. I'm going to do that.
Okay. Great. All right, Moon. It is your turn, and we are in combat. You are first in initiative.
Yeah, so he just hexed Dash, and or Bardas, excuse me. So Bardas tried to, like, bear hug him, and then the smoke from Moon kind of engulfed him, and it almost looks like the tendrils are, like, holding him back. And just as Moon sidesteps, he's going to take his rapier and drive it through... Bardas, please, 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 just miss.
Stop hitting yourself.
Just miss. That's definitely not going to miss. And so, with Booming Blade and all his stuff, I have to roll this separately because this part is piercing. That's all piercing. So, 12, 14, 20. 20 halved to 10 on the sneak attack. Fuck.
Just, Matt, just for my own pure curiosity.
Poison 7.
Why do you get sneak attack?
So because he is a swashbuckler,
okay,
he gets sneak attack as long... So he, whenever he attacks, it's these big flourishes. He's putting on a show. And so he has to have room. So as long as there's nobody but his opponent within striking distance of him, he automatically gets sneak attack.
Thank you.
Swashbucklers are a motherfucker. So it was 7 poison, and now I have Booming Blade, which is another 5. And you just see Moon lean over to Bardas and say, "Don't move." And that's his turn.
All right.
Actually, he's going to use, because he's a swashbuckler, he doesn't have to disengage. If he attacks somebody, he can move out of their combat range without provoking an opportunity attack. He wants to look and see if he can spot the third member of this trio that just snuck away.
Oh yeah, perception, please. Okay. At advantage, because he watched them walk out of the crowd. Yeah.
Well, the first one was the high one anyway. It was a 16. And then with his perception, that would be 21.
You have triangulated exactly where... Who are you looking? Are you looking for a particular one?
I'm looking specifically for Turner Jack.
You found Turner
because
Jack.
Because they turned the other two loose. He was the one who snuck away. So in that case, Moon is going to simply go to the other side, which gives him flanking, which gives Jack flanking on the captain and keeps Moon within range.
Great. Laura, Matt, who has the higher dash? And Laura, who has the higher dex?
What's your dex?
+2.
We are tied.
Okay. You just need to roll to determine who is going to go first on the initiative. You both rolled 18 in initiative.
Okay, I rolled a 9.
15. On the dice, 19.
Nice. Yeah,
he goes first. Or she goes first. Excuse me.
Thank you.
Laura, what actions would you like to take?
Well, kind of knowing the pirate code, I'll kind of take a deep sigh and I'll probably put the blindfold on, feeling somewhat defeated.
Banana Beard would tap you on the shoulder and be like, "This is the right choice."
That means it's not.
I know.
Anytime a clear bad guy says that.
But maybe I'll try to keep my ear out to hear what's going on, just in case, you know, still trying to be perceptive of what's going on, even though I'm clearly going to lose my sight.
Great. As the blindfold hits your face, you realize that this is a very makeshift blindfold. You know, it kind of ruins... It doesn't completely diminish your vision. You can still see outlines and shadows. You can tell this is really just for show.
Also, I'm going to remind you of one of your abilities. You have a friend. You have a familiar. You can see through their eyes.
It's true. Also, thank you.
Yeah.
Is there any kind of role? Would you like to do any sort of role play conversation? You do have, it sounds like, Scorchbeard is in the same vicinity as you. Anything you want to say before your turn's over?
Are you taking just me or both of us?
You'll find out soon.
I'll look at Scorchbeard and kind of just try to see what he's thinking based on his demeanor. That's it, I guess.
Okay. All right.
I'm afraid to do anything else.
Okay.
Kind of up against the wall.
Perfect. So we are on to Dash.
All right. So having just taken a real nasty hit, Bardas is bleeding from... So he got struck in the side, and the blade just ran right through. So now he's got this big, open, bleeding wound. And angrily, he's going to turn to the lion that just ducked out of his spot and take a swing at him. He is going to go reckless because he's a barbarian. Why wouldn't he? Oh, wait, reckless. I get. Please be better. Oh, there we go. A 19 plus 7, which definitely hits Moon. 4. 10 damage.
Remember, it's always chipping away at that. You know? Chip yeah. away, chip away.
Hey, like you got this big fucking 8-foot tall monkey with a great axe swinging at you. But he only gets one attack, so that is Bardas.
That's Bardas. Sounds good. All right, moving on. Who do we have next? We are looking at Turner Jack. You've watched one of your comrades put on a blindfold at this point.
So at this point, because I could see that happening, and I see Bardas bleeding, I should be able to see that as well from my position.
I don't see why not with the perception check you made.
Yeah.
Seems like you're kind of on high alert.
Yeah. I'm gonna move closer to Laura to see, because I can't quite hear what's happening, but I can see what's happening. I move closer to Laura.
What's your movement? We're just gonna half it. Is why I'm asking.
Walking is 25 feet, so yeah.
Yeah, so we'll just say 15 yeah. is what you can move. Okay. How far away were you, did we guesstimate when we did our...
I think I was probably like 10 feet away.
Yeah, we put him about 10 feet.
So you can make it over to them.
Okay. And then I kind of lean over to Laura.
Laura, what's happening?
Not good things.
Why is there a blindfold on your head?
I'll point up to Banana Beard. I assume they're right next to me.
Oh, yeah, he's still standing there. Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. Banana Beard?
Yeah, what's up?
What are you doing with my friend?
You'll find out. And then can you give me a constitution saving throw? The DC is 18.
You can do it.
So that's a D20.
Yeah. Sweat. My hands are sweating.
I'm so sweaty.
Sixteen.
While you finish your words to Banana Beard, you're instantly just struck with a flash, and you find yourself between Bardas and Moon and the captain and Jack.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
What just happened?
You just have this giant lion looming over you with a big old grin on his face.
And a giant monkey, gorilla, yeah.
Bleeding. That smells oddly like sulfur.
And bleeding on me because it's dripping on my forehead.
So you used your movement?
Mm-hmm.
You used your action to ask what was going on?
Mm.
Would you like to use a bonus action?
Jeez Louise. I don't think I have a bonus action that would do anything. Oh, hang on. Yeah.
Okay, do you want to use your pet at all? Do you want to use Hockey, or are you leaving him out of this?
Yeah, no, Hockey's going to be perched up above.
Okay.
I'm not going to risk him at this moment. So that's end. My turn, I think. So I don't have anything that I can do at this moment. So
sounds good. We'll continue down the list then.
Sounds good.
Moving on to Jack. Jack is standing in front of Captain. And he reaches into his little side cloth satchel and pulls out his nunchuck, and he starts looking, and he's like, Captain, huh?
Aye, the captain.
All right. I haven't used these things in a little bit. Let's see how they do. And I am going to roll to attack. Does a... hold on. I've got to switch character sheets here. Does a 22 hit?
Yes, a 22 hits.
Okay. Oh, man. Max damage on this one. So you take 11 damage.
Oh, boy.
And he's like, ooh, yeah, that's a little bit. This is feeling good. Moon, it's been a while. It's been a while. Take my second attack. 21.
It hits.
We will take a little bit. 8 damage.
Yeah, we're done.
You're down. Oh, you're knocked out.
Yeah. I had 14 health going into this.
For a bonus action, Jack looks over at me. This isn't fun.
How did you see this going?
I thought there was going to be a little more sport.
That makes one of us.
All right, well.
And then he just points at the giant gorilla. He goes, never seen that, though.
You want me to do something about it?
He's already bleeding pretty bad. Probably wouldn't be too hard.
You just want me to incapacitate him?
Have at it.
All right, I'm going to spend a key point and hit you with Stunning Strike.
Have at you.
Can you roll me a con saving throw of 14, sir?
No, I can't. I can roll you a con saving throw of 9, though.
Jack, after feeling really cocky about knocking out some captain that he wasn't really sure about, takes his dumb chuck and just quickly punches, like, collapses them together and then just does a quick punch at Dash. Well, whatever Dash is now.
Bardas.
Did I get it right? And Bardas is now stunned.
How hard does he hit him?
No damage.
You do Stunning Strike after hitting. So you would have to
attack
him.
When you hit with a melee attack, so...
You would have to attack Bardas in order to do Stunning Strike.
Ooh, ouch. Ouch. 17 hit.
17 meets it, beats it.
Okay. A little bit, 8 damage.
8 damage, all right. Bardas is fucked up. And now he's just standing there kind of dazed. And you can see, kind of like with... what you were seeing with Dash before the swap, cracks start forming all over Bardas's body.
All right, well, we're on to Cap.
Who's unconscious?
Oh, wait, I get to roll these.
Oh, hold on.
It's been a long time since a death saving throw has been rolled.
Yeah, hold on, let me hide this.
I need to knock you guys unconscious more often.
So for those listeners at home, I am putting we'll get audio or video here soon. We have the audio kind of laid out. I'm going to move my rolling tray off the side because the captain isn't going to know what I roll.
Bum, bum, bum. So does he have to roll against that roll? Is that
nope?
Oh
no, he's so we secretly roll the death saving throws.
Oh.
Whereas normally the player would roll it and announce to everybody whether he passed or failed.
Okay.
We roll them in secret, so nobody knows how many death saving throws you've passed or failed.
Except
for the DM.
Conceptually, if I was another player, I was a healer, I could metagame and wait till you rolled like 2 death saving throws and be like, yeah, I'll bring him back up. Mm. So at this point, no one else knows whether he's looking good, looking bad with his death saving throws.
Yeah. Mm. Takes out the possibility of metagaming.
Mm. Also, conceptually, we have no healer, so.
True. True. I mean, look what little Jack Turner did.
Well, that's true.
Turner Jack.
Jack Turner, Jack Timmy Turner. Turner. It's all mixing together now. Scorchbeard, you're up.
Okay, so I obviously am looking at Banana Beard and thinking there's no fucking way I'm putting a blindfold on me after I just got my wings cut off, narrowly escaping this combat that I'm seeing taking place. And I am just going to... Actually, Mr. DM, can you just pick the number one or two for me?
Pick a number one or number two?
Correct.
In what sense? Option-wise?
Just option-wise. Do you want one or do you want two?
Oh, like a build-your-own storybook?
Yeah, do you want one or two?
I say we vote on it. Let's vote on it as a group.
Okay.
So,
because
we're odd. We got five.
I'm banking. Well, I'm not banking on either of them, but I'm interested to see which one I'm going with here.
Okay, so let's take it to a vote. Those who are interested in seeing scenario one happen, raise your hand.
Okay, we're at two.
Scenario two it is.
All right, so we're at two. Okay, so let's see what one would be. All right, two. I am going to look at Banana Beard and just say, are your voices getting louder? And I cast Thaumaturgy. How do you say that?
Thaumaturgy.
There you go. Thaumaturgy on him. And he is going to get ominous whispers on anybody within a 30-foot range. Is going to get ominous whispers in their ears.
Is that at will or is there a saving throw?
He just makes a sound effect.
Just makes sound effects. Okay. Yeah.
Well, so the way it reads on this one, it says, create an instantaneous sound that originates from a point of your choice within range, such as rumble of thunder, cry of a raven, or ominous whispers. So I want it to be like, I want the point of contact to be on Banana Beard. But my range says it's 30 feet. So 30 feet of Banana Beard, anybody within that range would hear it.
So it would be
I believe it's an inanimate object, isn't it? That you create
you
those.
You just
pick a point and it starts
like,
radiating.
It's like pick a point in space.
Okay.
It's not necessarily an object or a person. It's just.
And like, I want it to be right on his ear is where it starts.
Are you trying to like intimidate him or something?
We'll see what happens.
Plan number two, baby.
How does he feel about that? Because I'm going to... How does he feel about that?
I am going to say that he has a saving throw on intellect of +8.
On what?
On intellect.
Okay.
And based on his background, I think he knows this is a trick.
Okay. He'll go away.
However,
can I luck check it to see if he doesn't think it's a trick?
No.
All right, well, then I'm going to bonus action disengage, and with my Boots of Elvenkind on, I'm going to try to very stealthily get out of here.
Go ahead.
Well, actually, to hide is a bonus action, and to disengage is a bonus action.
I'm not trying to hide.
Oh,
I have Boots of Elvenkind on, so like if I like my steps are going to be quiet. So
yeah, but you still have to stealth in order to hide, in order to sneak away.
You're not in combat, so you don't have to disengage.
Oh, true.
It's just I'm using the combat rounds to determine what you're going to do for your role.
Okay, well, can I just try to get out of here then? Like stealthily,
you can walk away
while he's like. So my whole point of doing Thaumaturgy was I was trying to, like, distract him at some point to, like, try and get away.
Yeah, I mean, he'll let you get away.
Even though he just told me to put a blindfold on my face?
It's your choice.
Yeah, I'm going to get away. If he's not going to chase me, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, I would just, I would try to make my way. I've got 30 feet. I want to go
halved. It's a crowd.
Oh.
Yeah. I want to go 15 feet this way.
This way?
Okay.
And put your ball right there.
Okay. And, that's my turn.
Okay. We're back to Moon.
So, Moon, would Moon have seen Jack just ditch?
Scorchbeard?
Or Scorchbeard.
Your perception is like 26, right? From earlier?
That check I did was like 21?
21.
Something like that?
I mean, let's just carry that over. I feel like you would. I mean, you had your eye on the crowd and where they were, so.
Okay, so I need a, from you, Scorchbeard.
Okay.
I need a DC 17 dexterity saving throw.
Nope.
So what you see is Moon turns and points his rapier at the ground, and those vines that were holding it in the sheath sprout out and bust into the cobblestone in the street. And then from there, they reach up and they wrap around you and pull you into the street square.
Oh my God.
As he bonus action grasping vines pulls him 20 feet in.
Can I shield that?
No. It's a saving throw, not an attack roll.
Well, that's fucked up.
Yeah. No one's getting away.
And then as you're pulled in, just as you reach the source of the vines and it pulls you in.
So I go right up to Moon.
You're a little ways away, but he's as you're getting pulled, he just sidesteps and walks over and swings his rapier and hits you. We'll roll to attack. Lucky for you, that's a natural one.
Okay.
So you still get pulled in, and his blade goes right over your head.
Perfect. Sidebar, I just realized that Thaumaturgy was a cantrip, so I still had an action on my last roll.
Cantrips still take actions.
Yep. Oh, really?
It doesn't take a spell slot.
Oh. Yeah, it just doesn't cost a spell slot.
Just kidding. Congratulations. You all passed my test.
You're learning really well.
I'm trying so
hard.
Yeah,
no, it's good. I like it, Bo.
Especially you've never played a spell cast.
I've never casted spells in my life.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Moon, anything else?
Technically, Jack Turner would get an attack of opportunity on Moon.
Give it. Send it. Do you want to try to attack Moon?
Fuck that big kitty up.
Yeah. So that could be any attack, right?
No, it's just a melee attack.
Yeah. Okay.
Now's a good time to roll a 20.
Yeah. Crit.
You can
crit,
do it.
Go ahead.
Crit.
Crit the kick.
I mean, it's not going to fucking matter, but whatever.
He still only has so many hit points. I'm just saying.
Plus... two-handed weapon fighting. Dagger, yeah. Oh, so 16.
16 misses.
Okay.
So as he pulls away to go meet Scorchbeard, you try to stab at him, and he just takes this kind of like leather duster that he's wearing and flaps it in your face, and you miss your shot.
And actually in my face, it just... lost me, whack, and then I'm like, ugh.
So, out of game, can I ask a question about, whenever I bonus action disengage, do I still get movement after that if I haven't used my movement? Okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. We're back to Laura.
Laura's going to take a deep sigh, and so I can kind of still see what's going on, basically.
From your back, you can feel that you're being nudged closer to the edge of the crowd and the edge of the ring, just gently being kind of escorted. You can still feel that arm over your shoulder.
Like they're pushing me towards the ring?
Just kind of holding you and dragging you towards where the crowd is gathered at the edge of the ring.
So since all this went down, would you say it's within an hour? I'm trying to think of... I would think so, but I don't know how much time is a lot since we've...
We had about 10 rounds of combat before we started this. I don't know, what do you say? Probably an hour, yeah.
Okay, because my little pulsing shield thing lasts an hour, so...
Oh, okay. I'd say you could probably get one...
But doesn't it go away once you go unconscious?
I don't know that, actually. Let me look.
Yeah, it would have to be reapplied, essentially, is what you're kind of getting at.
I don't think so.
There you go. It just sat there over your dead body.
Yeah, just watching.
Come back, please.
Come back, please.
Well, I'm going to send that with my Hermoculus bird into the crowd, like my friends over here. And then my other parrot bird I'm going to send to kind of distract the big lion man.
Okay.
And I'm going to take a deep sigh and I'm going to jet into the frickin' arena.
Oh, you're jumping. You don't... Okay. Jump in.
I'm going in.
Okay. At that point, Laura jumps in. Can everyone...
Where do you want to move to?
Probably just inside.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Can everyone that is inside of the ring minus Jack and Moon give me a perception check?
And me.
Yeah, I forget. Me too?
Yeah, at disadvantage.
14 for Scorchbeard.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
There's no way I made it, so.
Dizzy sees only 8.
12.
Well, maybe then.
Turner Jack
12.
Got 12.
12?
Yeah.
5. 5? Okay, you'd still... Okay. I'll start with Laura. Laura, you can notice... Or you kind of notice through the slits in the bottom of your blindfold that there's a lot of dwarfs kind of gathering around the edge of the ring. It seems like a lot of the gnome and leprechaun folk have been kind of pushed back. For those of you who rolled higher than 10, you can clearly see that the center of the ring on the entire outside edge is now all dwarven bearded men or women. We're not sure.
Mm. How's Dash doing? Or Bardas.
He gains 30 temporary hit points.
Dash is, or Bardas is currently dazed and standing there.
Bardas has a weird, like, semi-hard boner.
They're not the same people.
They might still be attracted to the same thing.
That's true. That's fair.
Bardas.
Bardas is currently standing there in a daze, so he can't do anything.
You do get some temporary hit points, however.
Oh. Am I in range?
Yeah, I sent it in.
Oh, everyone.
Okay. Oh, we all get them? How many?
You get them on your turn.
Oh.
You get... I forget where this...
At this moment... Sorry, how far away is Turner Jack from Captain?
You're pretty much on top of him.
Okay.
Passed out. And by the way, Turner, it is your turn.
Okay.
8.
8. Okay. Just doubled his hit points.
Yeah, I mean... Okay.
What do you do?
So Turner Jack's going to turn after missing Moon and getting slapped in the face. And now I turn around and I see Captain Lavarius on the floor. No, Captain. And I turn because he's literally passed out at my feet. And I turn and I cast Cure Wounds on him.
Didn't learn his lesson.
Did not learn my lesson.
Hey, at least we have a quasi-healer.
That's true. Eight plus three. Yeah.
Might not be the smartest healer, but he's a healer
he's
nonetheless.
A healer nonetheless.
So I forgot that Rangers got some heals.
Yeah, a little bit.
I didn't do that the first time.
Oh.
Okay. I think he's the only one. Or no, we have a paladin.
So I touch Captain Lavarius, and I say, wake up. Wake up, Captain. And I cure wounds for 5 HP.
Great.
Hey,
it's a good move.
Better than zero.
Was that a bonus action or your action?
That was just...
That's an action.
Just an action, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you have anything for a bonus action you'd like to do or any movement?
So out of game, Matt might be able to answer this. I have a spell that's a bonus action. Does that count as a spell slot?
Yes.
Yes.
So I have none left, so I can't do that.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. So I have a bonus action of two weapon fighting. Which I'm not 100% sure.
So, two-weapon fighting, you can only use your bonus action to attack with an offhand if you used your action to attack.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So that'd be a secondary attack, basically.
Correct.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, that's all I got.
You do get some temporary hit points.
Oh, do I roll for that, or do you give it to me?
I guess if everyone wanted to roll their own, you could. It's a D6 plus 4, so...
How does that read? They do it there themselves, or
well, it just goes in their turn. So I guess I could roll it. It doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter. Okay.
It rolls for each person. So.
Plus how much?
Plus four. So eight.
There you go.
So, yep, over
you
here.
You can roll mine, Jason.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's probably a terrible idea, but I'm doing it anyway. I feel like I was out of the woods, but who knows?
And that ends Turner Jack's turn.
All right. So you are standing. Unfortunately, it's a towering individual. Jack is not a large person by any means. He's barely like 5'8".
Yeah.
But over you, it's a monstrosity.
Yeah. Yeah. I am not very...
So does Jack move up in front of Turner Jack?
Jack moves up in front of Turner Jack. He goes, man, you just can't learn your lesson today, can you?
No, I can't.
And with that, I am going to take my attack actions at you. One of them is going to be a 14, and the other is a 21.
21 hits, yeah.
That's going to be for a total of 7 damage.
Nice. Now I'm down to 1 temporary hit point.
And with his nunchucks flaring after he hits you, he's like, man, I guess you're a little stronger than I thought. And he's going to use a key point to do sweeping strikes.
It's that stupid stick you keep hitting him with.
Ooh, a miss on both of them. Like, man, I just can't hit you. You're an evasive little thing.
It's because I'm so small.
Agile.
And with that key point, because of my class, I get a free disengage since I spent one. And I'm going to disengage over to where Laura and Banana Beard are.
Yeah, you have a ton of movement, so...
And that will...
And actually, that gives me flanking.
Oh, God. Not my intent, but...
Actually, side note, I do roll on my turn, so I guess I rolled an 8, so whoever's getting the 10 hit points just gets 8.
Gets 8?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. I reread it.
We are to Captain.
I wake up. I'm still prone, right, though?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh, that. What happened? Why is everyone in the middle now?
I got you up, Captain. I got you up.
Oh, thank you, Tana.
Okay.
I see that, Brutus, and I use half my movement to get up. All right, now, where's the... Oh, he's way the fuck over there. And I'm going to move, because I can... Yeah, it gets me right up there. This is the rest of my movement. Right next to Moon. Hello, kitty.
He turns to you, and his green eye flares up.
And I take... This one attack thing is... And I'm going to attack him with my rapier.
Stab, stab.
Oh, this might hit. 23 to hit.
Yeah, Moon doesn't have a crazy AC anymore.
Yay!
Yay!
8 damage.
Moon's going to use his reaction to uncanny dodge it and make it 4.
Bitch.
Because fuck you.
Fuck you.
By the way, Jason did roll. You get 8 temporary hit points.
Oh, okay. Do I get him because he did that because I was down when you did
it? It's everyone within 10 feet. That's an ally of me.
So no matter what, it's 8. Okay.
And I put that thing right in the middle. So if you want to, I don't know. I feel like we're all kind of within 10 feet of the middle. So
yeah.
But how do you like that, you little kitty? And actually, I don't have any bonus actions, so that's it.
That's it. Okay.
I can't divine smite either because I'm out of spell slots.
Scorch, I'm going to do something kind of weird here. It's your turn next.
My turn next? Okay. Well, Scorchbeard would be freaking out a little bit because I've got 2 of these fuckers literally on either side of me. That I don't really like, but I really don't like the giant pussy in front of me. So I'm going to take my sneak attack on him because
You have
Luke
somebody
is there.
Yeah.
So what does that mean again? I just
you roll to attack.
Okay.
And then if you hit, you do your weapon damage plus 2d6.
All right. Well, then I am going to attack with my dagger.
You're not quite flanking, so you don't get advantage.
All right, so with my dagger, it says I have a plus 3 bonus to attack and damage rolls made with magic weapon. And I have a plus 8. So would I be you 8, just roll 9,
the plus, No, you would just roll the plus 8. It's already factored
in. Oh, okay, perfect. Good. All right, so, yeah. Attack on Giant Kitty.
That'll hit.
All right, perfect. So that what gives me... I don't know. I'm not counting it.
Do you have sneak attack damage?
Yeah. So with a dagger, yeah, it's a d4 plus 2d6.
Oh, well, that's great. So, plus 2d6?
Yep, mm-hmm. That's your sneak attack.
So a d4 was 1. So I get an additional 2d6 plus a plus 6 because yes. I get... Okay, so yep. 3d6, essentially.
No.
No.
It's 3d6, and then you add the plus 6. Yeah, that's just... You roll the 3 dice, and then you add 6 to
two.
The total.
That's what I meant. I just said it wrong. Okay. So 5, 9, 10.
What are you doing?
You roll it's 2 dice, and then you add 6 damage on top of the 2 dice.
So that would be, I rolled 9 plus 6.
So 15.
15. And then my 4 was a 1. So
16.
There you go.
I already used my reaction, so I can't half it.
Goddamn right. You take that.
So, Matt, is Bardas still Bardas at this point?
Yeah.
When does he lose? When does Rage end?
Oh,
wait.
Oh, he didn't attack or take damage. So yeah, you would see those cracks in his skin, and he would turn. Bardas's form would turn to ash. And then standing there in his stead, his dash! What the fuck is happening?
Mr. DM.
Yes?
I'd like to use my bonus action, sir.
Okay.
For my bonus action, I am going to disengage from the big kitty. And then for my action... I get my full action now, correct? Because
no.
I'm not in yep. the crowd no. anymore.
You already used your action.
Or distance. Or
yeah.
movement. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that thing that I want to do. So I am going to then move behind Captain.
Over here?
Yep.
Okay.
And that's going to be my movement in the end of my turn.
All right. Scorchbeard is standing at the edge of the crowd at this point. With all the perceptions... Dash, can you give me a perception check?
Yeah.
Captain, can you please give me a perception check as well?
Yes, I can.
For Dash, it's an 8.
8.
It is...
He sees everything.
With the back.
16.
16?
Yeah.
Okay. At this point, the entire group starts to see and realize that there is no... leprechaun or gnomes left on the outside of this circle. The ring is pure dwarves.
Oh my god.
There's no human. There's literally nothing but what you would assume are the bearded ladies surrounding you guys.
Boy, that's a lot of bearded ladies.
Yeah!
Dash, how you doing there, big guy?
And you look, and right where Bardas was stabbed through, you see that Dash is just bleeding profusely. And all the wounds that Bardas took are in Dash.
He's, I think I've lost a lot of blood, Captain.
With that, Banana Beard steps out. All right, guys. It's time for you to concede. I need you to all put blindfolds on. We're going to jail.
So you're not going to kill us right now? You're going to take us to jail?
I mean, you talk to my homie Moon, and he'd probably say something different. Jack, he likes beating the shit out of people too, so...
And Moon would walk over, seeing Dash go... Seeing Bardas turn back into Dash. Moon would just be, like, walking over, like, observing. Just like, what are you?
So, blindfolds or not, you choose. Let's make this happen. I don't got all day.
Oh, I like the kinky stuff. Give me the blindfold.
I'll take the blindfold.
What the captain says, that's what I do, so blindfold it is.
Just do what they say, crew. We'll figure it out later.
All right.
Scorchbeard would just say, this fucking crew.
And Dash is looking around. He's, what happened? Just holding his chest. What did I miss?
Oh, you turned into a big monkey. You are huge.
So hold on. Before we get into talking a whole lot, I got to do a little something. Put the blindfolds on, then y'all can talk. And from there, we'll see what happens.
Dash is putting on the blindfold.
This feels weird without a ball gag.
Of course.
Scorchbeard would go to like put his on and be like, careful, you dumb monkey. You can't afford any blood go anywhere else.
Just think of all the dwarven ladies.
Don't make him think of the dwarven ladies. He's going to pop one of those monkey bones.
Make the blood go somewhere else at least.
And Turner just grabs his and puts it on his head.
Awesome. Banana Bird. Moon, Jack, you guys coming along or you taking off? What are you guys doing?
Moon walks up next to Jack. He's, I had a really cool move plan, and they just ended it.
Jack,
always ruining my fun. Everybody has to shit on my fun.
We can come back.
Scorchbeard would just say, sucks a suck, pussy.
Oh, Jesus. You're still standing next to him, right?
No, I'm behind Captain.
But you're still here. Moon is going to jab his dagger into his ribs.
Into my ribs or his?
It's just regular dagger damage, but I did crit.
Of course you did.
Yeah, how's it feel, fucker?
I'm not doing booming blade sneak attack, any of it.
We can see through these, right?
Barely. Use the shadows.
So I can see a shadow moving towards me?
Where'd you attack him from, front or back?
Well... He would have been facing towards Scorchbeard or Redbeard,
mm-hmm.
So he would have come up from behind.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't see it.
Yeah, so it's just...
You got 8 temper hit points, don't worry.
Of course you fucking critted, Matt. You're the grittiest motherfucker I've ever met in my life. Oh, go ahead, give me your max damage, you dick.
Oh, no.
It was 19.
Wow. Okay, so that takes those away.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, okay, no sneak attack, no nothing. And he digs his dagger into your rib cage and gives it a little twist. He's, fuck with me again, and I will bleed you out in the street. And
is he
pulls
like,
it out.
Do I feel you do that?
You can hear it. You're not.
Yeah, he's not being shy. He's a giant lion that just stabbed somebody in the gut.
Because doesn't he still have... Don't you guys have some mind link still going on?
Yeah.
So he can feel your fear, like your... Not fear, your anger.
Anger.
Sorry.
No, I don't have mind link out because I...
Knocked out. That's right.
Then Moon would just back up and let him go.
Great. Anything else you guys would like to talk about while you're blindfolded standing there?
Nope. I just whistle to Hockey, and then he comes flying down and lands on my shoulder.
Okay.
I think Scorchbeard's pretty defeated right now.
I'm just going to pretend this dice is something. So, as you guys are standing there, you're finishing up. You're kind of licking your wounds. None of you really feel all that good. The crowd keeps pushing in and in, and you can feel yourself being pushed towards a specific direction behind where the battle was. Essentially, if you're looking at our map, it would be on the south side of the map. And everyone's starting to push that direction. Since none of your blindfolds are truly covering your eye, you can still see out that little bottom piece. You start making your way to what you can see is a really bright black and green light. And on the ground, you see a bunch of bananas and tropical fruit.
Oh, I was hungry.
I mean, I could really go for a snack.
But it's not edible. It's just, now, I guess how many of you, can everyone give me an arcana check?
That's unfortunately intelligence. Wow.
That's an 11 for Scorchbeard.
This is going to be the smartest Dash will ever
be. That's a 5.
18 for Dash.
Ooh. Of course, yeah, because 20. Has bananas in it.
What is that stat? Does that bonus? Arcana, like... Oh, okay.
I know this 19. Shit out of my bananas.
19?
Yeah.
19. Who rolled the lowest? Like, let's... 5?
Yeah.
You just see stuff glowing on the ground that looks like tropical fruit.
Oh, okay.
Who went up? You got crazy high. What'd you get, Dylan?
19.
I got 19. An 11.
11?
And he got a 20.
20. So anyone above 12 would know that this is an inscription on the ground. Mm-hmm. The inscription, you might not know. You've probably been through one of these, to be honest. You would understand that this is essentially a teleportation circle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Dash, man.
Dash has been through portals and stuff.
Yep, so you would know it's a portal.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's done a lot of portal hopping.
And as you guys continue to get pushed and pushed and pushed, you all find yourself in a completely different location. You find yourself essentially, what you can see through the bottom of your blindfold is a very dingy, dark and musty cobblestone floor. And as you keep getting pushed, because everyone's making their way through, you continue to file down a path of just dark cobblestone.
So what's the plan?
What happened,
gentlemen?
To the fruit?
No, Captain, that's a different thing. Forget the fruit.
Oh, okay.
It's I think it's more a shtick than anything.
We went through a portal, Captain.
Is there like somebody next to us, like guiding us through?
Yeah, essentially you guys are surrounded by so many bearded dwarves that you can't really move. They're just essentially like surrounding you to the point where it's
just
almost impossible to escape.
What's the plan? What are we doing? Are we on our way to jail?
And this is henchman like 27. we're taking your prison. Did you not hear? Banana?
No, I did. I was just seeing if this was the prison.
No, we're making our way there.
Oh, okay. I was just curious. Yeah. I can't see anything. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. Yeah. Yeah, we're going. Just hang tight. Hang tight. Yeah. We take care of you.
No,
you get 3 meals a day.
Cool. I was just curious.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Any other questions?
Is the captain? So are they like all next to each other, or are we kind of separated by dwarves?
A little separation between everybody. It was as they filed you in, it seemed like they kind of did it one at a time to where there's enough dwarf to person ratio. You probably shouldn't mess around.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yep.
Yeah, then Dash would just enjoy the ride.
Cool.
Are any of you a cleric? I'm bleeding quite profusely.
Well, sorry. I can't heal you there, Jack.
Bleed out, you stupid monkey.
You want me to bring the big guy back? Eat your face off.
I'm not worried about your big guy.
Would you guys like to fast travel this, or would you like to make it?
Dash isn't going to put... Unless the captain tells him to. He's just along for the ride to bleed everywhere.
Turner, you're probably the one in the best shape, right?
Yeah, I'm not injured whatsoever.
Rest of you kind of... Not so good, probably.
No.
Scorchbeard really wants to fuck around, but I can't afford to find out.
I'm one trip away from going unconscious again.
Yeah.
I would say that just because of the battle and everything that happened, most of you are just kind of tired, defeated, just going with the flow. Turner, what do you want to do?
So I looked around, and I see just cobblestone and darkness. Obviously, I have... this, but I see my crew, and I turn to Captain, because I just want to do whatever's best for my team and my crew. So, Captain, what should we Are we just going to follow along these assholes?
I think it's best to just follow along at this point.
Okay.
And see where they, it leads us.
I know most of you aren't looking too hot right now.
No, I don't feel too hot.
I'm so sorry to put us all in this situation. But I just had to protect you guys.
It's all right. We appreciate it.
He says. This guy says protect us.
I'm the one that healed Laura and got the captain up again. What did
you
do? You're
also the one who got us in this fucking predicament to begin with.
And you can't keep
Scorch Baird has your wings.
Yes, you have no more wings. And
because
you keep
of
your
you, you idiot!
Yeah, but you keep your mouth open and then you get stabbed.
That's I accept that one. I didn't accept getting revived in a duel that I signed up for that you just come and revived me for.
Let's be clear, crew. Who was the one that cut his own fucking wing off?
Yeah, because I was trying to get out of there. And then, guess what? Here I am, dragged right the fuck back in here with you guys. And all I was trying to do was to sell you some stupid fucking bow to get you away from us. But
this
I am, stuck again with this fucking crew.
Selfish asshole thief over here.
Captain, at least I know what I'm wanting.
Gentlemen!
Shut up,
we
monkey.
Not do
this now? Let's calm down. We'll get to the space and we can discuss later.
And in all fairness, I'm the only one here who didn't fuck up.
No, but you fucked.
You fucked up a dwarf.
Maybe.
Is she here?
I can't tell.
Can't feel? Why don't you try calling out to her?
I'm trying to remember her name.
She didn't tell you she was a mute.
I can't remember what her name was. I think I was told a name.
Typical monkey fashion.
I mean, I can remember it, just not.
It's
something off
of
Super Jail Time.
Would the lady from last night that I gave a flower to, are you here?
Please stand up.
So I would just, Turner Jack would just look to the captain and just follow orders.
Okay. At this point, you guys have switched from cobblestone to a dirt road. Dirt road back to cobblestone. You can hear a gate rise. People talking, lots of commotion. You continue down, and your best guess is this is some kind of fortress. You know, kind of basic layout. You're going to be escorted down into a dungeon area, and all of you are going to be thrown into the clink. You're all in one jail cell. It's basically a 30 by 20, and you're all sitting down there. There's a bench. There's places to sleep, places to lick your wounds, and just kind of take care of yourself. When you get in the jail cell, one of the doors goes, "All right, you guys can take your blindfolds off. I mean, the showmanship's over. We knew you could see through that."
Are we, us as a crew, the only ones in this cell?
Yes.
Okay.
Are we all in the same cell?
Yes.
Okay.
Do we get to keep the blindfolds?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't need those back.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Dinner will be in about 2 hours. We'll bring it down to you.
Do you have, like, something I can stitch myself up with? Just a needle and thread, some dental floss. Preferably not the peppermint kind, it burns.
You know, the boss will probably be the one to come out and...
That's fine. I'll just use the bandana. I'll just use the blindfold to put some pressure on it.
Let me see if Chavez's still in the back. Maybe she can give you a hand.
Because I have, like, no blood left. I'm getting woozy.
That seems like a you problem, but I'll see. I'll see.
It's fair.
Is Chavez a dwarf?
Chavez,
sorry.
Just chill out. Like, you're not going to leave this prison. Like,
right, I was just asking.
We'll hook you up.
I don't want to die today.
We don't want you to die either.
We don't want you to die at all.
That's not our job. Our job is just to make sure you stay right here.
Oh, I thought it was, you know, for kind reasons, but all right. Thank
you. Nope, that's not us. Nope, wrong crew.
Thank you.
Sure.
And Dash lays the fuck down.
I say, Laura's pretty exhausted. She'll probably just slump in the corner and wait for dinner.
So you guys have two options. Dinner will come. Actually, I think we should just take this option. I think you all should just kind of sign up for a long rest. You'll get your dinner. You'll get...
gladly.
Everything else. Yes. All the amenities. You'll be fully healed. They'll take care of you. They'll bring some people to...
Wow.
take care of the wounds.
It's a great prison.
Five star, Captain.
I think the adventure's over.
The circus was way worse than this.
In addition, in the corner of your cell, you actually have a little bit of a crystal ball that provides a little entertainment throughout the world. It automatically changes channels, and what you consider a channel, it's just kind of looking at different ocean views and islands. So kind of a neat little thing there. You also all gain 2 levels.
Oh shit.
It was... Yeah, you're well deserving of 2 levels.
Excellent.
Does Moon gain 2 levels too?
No. He gains 20. Just max him out.
Just max him out. Yeah. I've always wanted to play level 20 Moon.
I do want to give you guys some time inside of this jail cell to do any RP you want as a crew. Once you are done with that, we will continue the adventure.
So is it morning? We slept through and everything. Yeah. This is morning now.
Just sleeping. Is there anything? Well, I guess, is there anything you want to do while you are relaxing? I mean, you're going to get the full rest no matter how you do it.
Throughout the night, Dash would just...
So what exactly happened? I was fucking, I was sleeping, I was flying, and then I woke up and I was stabbed.
Scorchbeard is just in the corner with hood over eyes, not trying to communicate at all.
I'm like kneeling down in front of Dash, like, Dash, you grew 50 times bigger than what you are right now.
So what? What do I look? Did I look good?
You look great.
Did I still look like me?
No.
Huge.
Yeah. Bodice? Do you know a bodice?
Yeah. And he like points up. He's, bodice. I've been telling you about bodice for fucking ages.
Oh, we saw bodice.
You saw bodice. Nobody ever sees bodice. You saw bodice.
We saw bodice.
You turned into bodice.
Everybody kept saying it was fake and I was imagining things. I knew he was real. I knew it. You saw him.
Yeah, I saw him. He's big, mean, and very hairy.
He's not mean. He's very sweet.
Not the form we saw.
Well, I don't know what his state of... What was your state? Bodice, are you okay?
He's like looking up and talking into the corner.
He seems fine now. He's.
He wasn't fine like two, 3 hours ago.
He's a little grumpy.
Yeah, sure. We saw that.
So what led to all that, though?
Well, you remember the duel?
And
the duel rolls.
The rundown of the duel and everything.
Yeah.
Well, that was stupid. Why'd they get into a duel?
Well, they wanted to. We were trying to get the ship.
Oh.
We were trying to get the ship from the duel. But it didn't work out.
Obviously.
Because now we're here.
This is not a ship.
No.
No. So you got a plan, right?
I'm going to figure something out.
You've got a plan to make a plan.
Yes.
Sounds like a plan.
It's a great plan.
I feel like the captain and Dash would just... I feel like this is what they do. They just babble for fucking hours. So I imagine this would go on most of the night. And, yeah.
But we're going to figure it out in the morning because I'm very, very tired and weak.
And Dash looks down and he's, yeah,
me too.
I passed out.
He gets stabbed and I get the hole.
And he just rolls over and passes the fuck out.
Also, I wouldn't worry about the leveling now. Y'all have time to do that between now and our next session.
Perfect.
Okay. So,
sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, Scorchbeard's still just in a corner, hood over his head.
Being an emo teenager.
I woke up from the rest, and I just sit in the corner.
Hockey on my
shoulder, just feeding him the crumbs, leftovers of what was going on, and what we ate for dinner. Just observing, just watching everything that's going on, watching the guards walk by. Just kind of seeing what's happening. I look over at Captain and saying, like, again, Captain, I'm sorry about that. I just couldn't let any of you, my crew, down.
Well, I appreciate the camaraderie, Turner Jack, but we really got to work on your social skills.
As you finish the sentence, social skills, Moon
makes his way to the entrance of the prison cell.
Oh, excuse me. So Moon would come in, and he would come right up to the bars and just kind of glance in. So, any of you learn anything? And he's like staring daggers into Scorchbeard.
Scorchbeard would just muddle under his breath, "Great, the pussy's back."
We clearly did not learn.
I see that. And Moon, standing at the bars, he waves over one of the guards to unlock the door.
You had a key in your pocket the whole time.
Okay. Yeah. He puts the key in.
Puts the key in the door.
And he just rests his hand on the pommel of his rapier.
And, are you going to let us out?
Sit down.
Okay.
Walks over to the corner and kicks Scorchbeard in the foot. Up now.
Scorchbeard would just take his hood and kind of tilt it back and be like, "Yes, sir." And I stand up.
Okay. And he kind of guides you out of the cell. And
I like follow up long behind him.
And as soon as you get up, I said sit.
But you're taking us out, right?
No, him.
Why him?
Sit.
No.
Jack would intervene at this point. Captain, just listen.
Where the fuck did you come from?
I'm a ninja. Just calm down.
Okay. Is he going to be okay?
He'll be fine.
As long as he stops with the pussy talk.
He should do that. No.
And,
I mean, it looks like you have a very soft pussy, fan. And I like stroke Moon.
You idiot.
Fuck.
I'm dumb, but that was dumb.
It's very me, though.
It is. It totally is.
Oh, fucking.
Not a very smart captain.
That's a 20 to hit.
Yeah, it is.
Moon just pulls his dagger and puts it right under the breastplate of his armor. Because these fucking dipshits keep doing this.
Laura's gonna be like pressing the globe that makes pictures and just like rolling her eyes.
It keeps changing for you, Laura. Yeah. You keep seeing a new view all the time, and some of them I would say you recognize.
Non-lethal, but he definitely didn't see it coming, so I am rolling sneak attack.
Jesus.
Softer side of Moon.
Yeah.
Is this the dark side of the moon?
You haven't met the eclipse.
So that would be 18 damage. 18 piercing damage under your breastplate. And
okay, I'll back off. Sorry.
And then pulls it out and just shoves you back to take a seat. And lets the dagger go, and it appears back in the sheath on his back. And he directs you, Scorchbeard, out of the...
I would imagine Moon would kind of be, like, shoving me at this point, and I would look back at Moon and be like, "All jokes aside, that's a pretty neat trick. I wish I could let go of my stuff and it just reappear."
And he pulls the dagger out, and he kind of twirls it in his hand, and he's... Great story behind this. This was the first day, the first hunt that Jack and I went on. We killed a blight dragon. And you look at it, and it's this gnarly, serrated tooth. That the hilt is just rough, wrapped in leather. And it seems to have this constant, just black drip from the tip of it. And he kind of gives it a spin, and then throws it forward, and then as he pulls his hand back, the blade is back in his hand. And he's, "I made four of these. This one I had enchanted for that little trick. and lets it, and it's like he's just dropping it on the floor, and it goes right back and appears in his sheath. And he's I'm just gonna say it. I'm sorry about the wings.
You know, it's okay. Actually, you know what? It's not okay. But at this point, I really don't give a fuck anymore.
And Moon looks around. Is Jack following? Or did Jack kind of hang back? And he's
kind of hang back.
He's he would make sure that there's like at least like 10 feet of distance between the two. And he kind of leans over to you and he's, in honesty, I was actually trying to stab Jack.
That would honestly make Scorchbeard chuckle a little bit.
He gets to be a bit much. And we do this trick all the time back at the Two Copper Horde. And he likes to show off and deflect it and have it stab something. And every now and then, I stab him. Makes me feel better. And a few minutes later, he drinks a potion and he's back to drinking and dancing and yelling and everything's fine. I let off some steam and I can tolerate him for another week.
I can respect that, Moon.
He was right. You do remind me of not only B, but my 19th son.
Hmm.
He's,
give me ear this down the hall.
How stealthy are you being about the conversation at this point?
Well, he was only being quiet about the trying to stab Jack.
Okay.
Everything after that is Moon's kind of booming.
Only your 19th son can pull out, eh?
And he just gives kind of a shrug whenever he hears that. And it's true. You do. I see a lot in you. Don't grow the fuck up. That's still be the cocky asshole you want to be, but also grow the fuck up. Don't be a dipshit.
You know, that's I've been hearing that my whole life, and I guess there's some truth behind it. But honestly, just really been feeling like I've been getting pretty fucked the last day. And thanks for the words, thanks for the story.
And he pulls that dagger back out again, and he goes, "I can't give this to you here." He goes, "But when you get out of here, if you get out of here, this will be waiting for you." And there's like a table in front of you, and he stabs the tip of that dragon tooth dagger down into the table, and says, "It'll be there when you get out." And then he just turns and walks away, walks back to Jack, and they exit.
And I'm just chilling outside the cell by myself.
Well, yep. they would have
no.
No,
he's just chilling outside the cell by himself.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
There you go.
Hmm.
Did they leave the cell door open?
Nope. We did not.
Hey, Scorchbeard, we want to pick a lock.
How far away am I from them?
About 10 feet from the cell door.
Oh, I was thinking we were at, like, the end of the hall.
Your end of the hall. How far are you in? 25 feet, yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Far enough that they would have had to yell to give his response.
Would they see me?
The guards don't care.
No, I'm not talking to guards. I'm talking like the crew. Would they see me at the end of the hall?
Yeah. It's dingy. It's a little dark, but there's still light. There's torches everywhere. Ugh. It's a typical dungeon, like an old school castle dungeon cell.
Mm-hmm. Can I request that we go to some like RP in the cell? Because Scorchbeard's got some shit to think about right now, actually.
You can walk back up. They'll let you back in the cell if you want.
Yeah, let's do that.
Guard 57 will walk up. Hey, buddy, you want back in? We're pretty friendly here.
I'm gonna take the dagger that Moon stabbed in the
in the table. I'm going to take that and then walk back over towards the cell.
I mean, as long as you're not going to hurt us with it, sure.
No.
Okay.
You're safe.
Okay. Yeah, man, I'll let you back in. Let's go.
All right.
So if you want it, it's called the Blight Dragontooth Dagger of Returning.
Jesus Christ, that's a lot of words.
Laura.
And that's what was just shoved in his rib cage and in yours.
While Moon and Scorchbeard were having their conversation, Laura was watching TV. Did you see anything interesting on their memories? Anything you want to talk to the crew about?
Probably, you know, I mean, I don't know what's all. It's just like different.
It almost looks like, if we were to take it in a modern day theme, it's almost like all the Skyview forecast cameras that are just kind of changed. So you're like, it's almost like weather reports across the entire planet that we're on.
So different islands, different stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm kind of like channel, quote unquote, channel surfing to see me just kind of like poke until I see something interesting and go, huh. I think I recognize that island. Kind of look at these guys.
Ooh, what you find on the crystal ball?
Spent a couple of good months here, probably. You know, just
that
taking
looks
some shore
like
leave.
A lovely island.
Oh yeah, it was nice.
Do I recognize the island?
History check.
God, I've been rolling like crap. 11.
It looks familiar, but you can't recall 100%.
It looks familiar, but they all look the same.
I'll tell you, we need to get the fuck out of here.
I could see if Bodice can just, like, rip the door off.
Well, it looks like we can just kind of leave when we want, but I don't know what's outside the hallway.
and Dash, he says that, and Dash walks over to the bar. Says,
excuse me, can we come outside?
Well, guard 87 comes out at this point. I mean, you could.
I mean,
there's nothing out here that's different than in there. You can't leave where we're at.
Oh, so we can come outside the cell?
Yeah.
Well, so we could just, how far can we go?
Well,
I'm only
you'll
asking,
see.
I'm
Let
asking
me...
for the parameters.
You'll see. Trust me. When you actually, you know, get on the up on the surface, you'll understand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah, you're cool to do what you want. Yeah. You want out?
Well, I mean, if it's the same shit out there, not really.
Yeah, I mean, not a whole lot. I mean, here, I'll unlock the gate. And he unlocks the gate and just leaves it open.
Well, thank you, kind sir.
This is the weirdest fucking prison I've ever seen. This shit makes no sense. You're very kind.
We're not evil people.
So can you tell us anything about what's going to go on?
I mean, Master will, yeah. When the time's right, you'll find out.
Oh, you have to call them Master?
God, I'm going to get fired.
I'm just curious. It seems
I'm
like
getting
a
fired.
Real,
Stop talking to me.
Like
I can't talk to you.
Kind of thing.
Master, when Master comes, he'll tell you what's up.
Boy, this guy is a real narcissist.
Yeah, he calls himself Master.
So is Master his first name or his only name?
At this point, you see him just stick his beard, take his beard hair and split it in half and stick it in. La, 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 la.
While that's going on, Scorchbeard's going to make his way over to Laura and say, Laura, let me talk to you for a second over here.
I'll get up from the TV and walk over there. What's up?
And I want to get, like, opposite of where, like, the crew's at.
Sure.
Okay.
Do you want to let them know?
Nope. I want it to be just between Laura and I. So I guess I'm going to try and stealthily talk to Laura.
Yeah, whispers.
Don't use your thermitage spell.
Hey, Laura! do you want me to roll stealth before I start talking? I get advantage on stealth. Thank God. 16 plus 9.
Plus 9?
25.
There it's you go. Rogue. So it's a 25.
I think you're good.
Okay. So I'm going to say, so Laura, let me
Let me talk to you about this crew. You've been on crews before, right? You've been parts of pirate crews?
One or two.
Yeah. What's your opinion on this crew compared to other crews that you've been on?
I mean, the word Daffy kind of comes to mind, to be honest.
That's fair. That's more than fair.
But we got out of that situation. I wasn't expecting to, so.
Well, I mean, let's be fair, Laura. You and I, we were kind of already out of the situation.
I counted myself out for sure.
Unforeseen circumstance. Well, unforeseen for me. I'm still not quite sure why you jumped in on your own free will. Kind of want to talk.
Acting in the moment, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So here's the thing, Laura. Here's the thing. You helped me out in that combat. Single-handedly, you have. So, you know, I'm kind of feeling... kind of feeling like you're somebody worth listening to, worth, you know, respect and following, whatever you want to call it. So I trust your word. Do you think this crew's worth kind of following? Because here's my dilemma. Okay, I'm me. I'm going to look out for me.
Sure.
Okay. I was a criminal. Had a good thing going. This crew fucked it up. I had two wings. They cost me one. I cut the other one off to get out of the situation. I got pulled back in. What are you thinking here?
I mean, right now I don't think we have much of a choice, to be honest. And I'll kind of look around.
Well, yeah. I mean, I get that, but I'm saying going forward.
We could see what happens once we get out. I mean, I don't know. Like, yeah. We just kind of met each other, and so far we've been through some weird stuff.
Right, and that's where my confusion is, but I'm you know, that's why I'm coming to you, because I trust you. I mean, anybody who sticks their neck out for me in the middle of a combat that they didn't have to, I mean, you got my respect, and I appreciate that. And, you know, we have been through a lot here really quick, and I haven't really got to tell you that, but I do. I appreciate it. You know, thank you.
To be honest with you, you know, I think I'm going to give them a try. I mean, kind of pointing over to Monkey Boy. I'm like, that's interesting. I think he could be a good ally.
Yeah.
I think the captain doesn't really know his full potential yet, but he's... can't blame him for trying, you know?
That's true. That's true. The monkey thing. Still don't fucking like the little one, but I really wouldn't want to piss off the big one.
And Turner Jack's got some cool boots.
That fucking...
it's a crew, man. Jack. It's a crew. I think...
It's a difference. All right.
I think we should give it a whirl.
Well, I appreciate your insight.
Just got to see what shakes out once we get out of this place.
Yeah. That's fair. And then Scorchbeard will just walk over back to that crystal ball and I guess check that out. Since...
oh, yeah. You want to see what's on TV?
Yeah. Let's, do you know how to work this thing?
Oh, yeah. And I'll just start tapping it again. And then I'll pull out my pan flute and just kind of like play some songs while we're channel surfing.
Oh, nice. You're heroic, beautiful, and an artist.
Well, you haven't heard yet.
Is Scorchbeard falling in love?
Do it.
Let's see what the performance is.
Ooh, a 15.
Heck yeah.
Pretty decent.
Talk to me about this pan flute experience.
I'd say, you know, being ship to ship, I probably learned a couple sea shanties, so I'm just kind of trying to pass the time for us, so nothing fancy.
Nice. All right, Scorchbeard, anything else you need to do?
No, I think I would, like, start kind of tapping as well. I'd walk over to Captain and be like, Captain, I got something I need to tell you.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
You can tell me. I'm a great secret holder.
Real quick. Stealthy or not stealthy?
Yeah, I'll go stealthy.
Okay, can you roll for it?
Yep.
Again, please.
12, 9,
11, 21. 21. You're stealthy as F.
All right, cool. I'm gonna say, look, Captain... I'm gonna cut it to you straight, okay? I'm not one to beat around the shadows, if you will. I don't know about you, but
I know enough that I want to be straight with you, and I've got something that belongs to you.
Oh, you do?
I do. And, you know, after everything we've been through, you know, you showed some daring, you showed some cunning, and, you know, I want you to have it back. And I kind of pull out the map, and I slide it back over to him.
And then Turner Jack, while
I see it. I've been looking for that. Where did you? Who are you thieving back? Oh, I thank you.
Well, you know, I wanted to kind of find out more about you, and I don't know what the fuck this thing does, but you had it on you, and I figured
all in due time.
Win, lose, or die, you should probably go out with it or whatever.
I appreciate you returning it to me. It's very near and dear to my heart.
What's your passive perception?
7.
You wouldn't see it.
Oh, okay. No, that's your perception modifier.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Passive perception.
Yeah. Because you're perceptive as fuck.
Oh my god. Yeah.
19.
You would see the map being passed. Mm.
Even if I rolled a 21 for stealth?
Yeah, in this situation.
Yeah.
Because the captain is boisterous.
That and you were being secretive with her.
I was being secretive with him too.
Yeah, he rolled a stealth.
Yeah, I know you rolled another stealth check. I would say that the captain would.
He would definitely draw attention to
it. He would draw attention. Yeah.
As he just said, oh my god.
I've been looking for this. Yeah. It would get attention to Turner.
Yeah. So then I would walk as I seen this rolled up piece of paper given back to him. Given to Captain, I walk over. Turner walks over and says, Captain, what was that? What did he give you?
It's a special map, my friend. It leads us to great things. In due time, my friend. In due time.
Okay. And I put the map away. And like, really hide it this time. I like, put it under my armor. Like.
Okay. With that, you see a lot of the guards all of a sudden stand at attention, which seems kind of strange, and footsteps start making its way down at the cobblestone staircase furthest away. And the footsteps get louder and louder, and you can tell they're very... I don't know how to describe it other than... proud.
Are they like lockstep?
Like
everybody's walking in uniform fashion and very authoritative.
Authoritative, yes. And at the very end of this hallway, right where the stairs stop and this hallway turns into the cell area that you guys are at, you see something very strange. You see this gentleman with a very fiery red beard, a black robe, dark, dark black. A very prominent staff in his hand and a hood up. And a gorgeous mustache. I mean, this guy was ahead of his time. And he hits the entrance and he's like, God, it's so much better to be myself. And then we'll end the episode there.
Well, thanks everyone for listening to this episode of Munro's Chest, presented by Dubstep and Dragons. I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to check us out on your favorite podcasting platform. Drop us a like, follow, and subscribe. And don't forget to leave us a comment of what you thought of the episode. And of course, until next time.
See you guys.
Adios.